AG1 is a comprehensive and convenient blend of over 70 high quality ingredients. And what that means is each morning when I wake up, before I do anything else, I drink AG1 to set me up for the day. It keeps me clear headed, full of energy and focused on whatever I need to do, like writing the fighting cock, for example. One scoop once a day before breakfast and that's it. I've actually found that I've not been needing coffee in the morning to get me started. I've still been drinking coffee because I love coffee, but it's not because it's like a necessity to do so. AG1 is made out of the highest quality ingredients subject to the strictest manufacturing standards. AG1 is NSF certified for sport, and this process involves exhaustive testing and verification that every serving of AG1 is exactly what you see on the label. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs for your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/thefightingcock. That's drinkag1.com/thefightingcock to get started. And to help the podcast. Thank you very much. Have a great day and enjoy the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Buddy, what did you say just before we started recording?
Are you all prepped and ready for Villa?
Are you prepped for Villa? Do you know?
Aston Villa.
Jack Grealish.
Jack Grealish.
Yeah. David McGinn.
John McGinn.
When have we ever been prepped? You're on the podcast.
This ain't the extra inch.
Yeah. I just thought of McGinley. You know, whenever I read McGinn,
John McGinley.
Yeah, Bolton. Little white haired dude.
Good player. But you're prepped is the main thing. So when we come on to previewing the Aston Villa game, you know what to say.
I'm going to drop truths.
Are you?
Yeah. That means you're just going to call someone a waste man.
Yeah, and say they're shit, and then we're going to get beat by them. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. That's your track record, buddy.
It's not my track record at all. But anyway.
Well, it is. Jordan Pickford.
Fuck off. Fucking years he's been following me around for. Fuck. And when he fucking took a penalty for England, I could see it. I was ready for him to miss.
And I was going to go,
he's fucking shit, I told you. And he fucking scored it, wins the penalty shootout, my mentions.
Do you still get him?
Of course, man.
Paulinho played for Barcelona.
People don't forget.
Actually, what do we know? What the fuck do we know?
I knew.
Oh yeah, that's true. Sorry, you're getting props there. Bardi did say in season 3 or 4. I'll get that.
He was misunderstood and underused at Tottenham.
Yeah,
could have been something. And I'm not saying he's good, but he could have been.
You called him a chaos creator.
Exactly, like a tactical grenade.
Excellent stuff. So we was also talking like outside of Spurs. It's a fighting cock. So you know that we will come on to Tottenham. But Alex has just said that you spent Friday. How old are you at?
32.
Right, yeah, you're 32 and you earn more money than everyone else in the fighting cock.
Well,
right. I know it's gauche, but I'm just trying to set up my question here.
Definitely then, yeah.
Yeah, you earn a lot of dough, yeah? So why then did you spend Friday night like a fucking vagrant?
because I went home Friday, back to the Shire. And you know what it's like when you see old mates you haven't seen for a long, long time. It was like I'd never left. Two fights in the pub. Someone's little sister came out in an outfit that, should we say, is, probably not befitting of a 19-year-old.
In a small town.
A small village pub.
Yeah.
A comment was made.
What was
and,
it?
And Dave was thrown through the air and landed on the pub bench on his back on my Corona.
Who was Dave?
Just a lad.
Dave. Village Dave.
Was the what the comment was like? Oh, you're fit, or was it a slang?
No, it was something to another chap, and it turned out it was the chap's little sister. So that was fun. Yeah, that was good. Shit. But it's all par for the course.
But what's so, hang on? The brothers should expect it if the girl's dressed up.
It's not
like
that though. It's village life, mate.
Hang on. Sorry, let me qualify that. I'm not saying she should expect bad attention. I'm really not. I'm not saying, and definitely.
This is amazing that we've got a minute 30 into the new season. He's already having to apologise.
Yeah, but seriously, I'm not saying that a woman that's dressed seductively or scantily clad on a night out deserves any undue attention.
No.
I'm not saying that. But there are idiots out there who will react very quickly and say things very quickly.
Yes.
And what I'm saying is the brother should have known that that sort of comment might come up. And it doesn't start a fight.
Everyone's pissed. But the best bit about village life when there's a fight like that is that everyone flocks to it, right? It's in the garden, right? You've got to come down on really steep steps to get to the garden and the pub. There's people rushing down it, like honestly, it's like it's the last watering hole of the summer, right? And this is your last chance.
It's like a Joshua pay-per-view.
It's just people streaming down these steps. So yeah, that was good. But no, I was meant to be staying at my auntie's.
Yeah.
It got to 3-4 in the morning, and she lives in a bungalow,
right?
Next to the village church. Right. Where my mum and dad got married.
Oh, nice.
It was nice. So I knew the layout. But I wasn't sure. Like, I've always known this bungalow, but I wasn't they told me where she lived now, and I was like, okay, I'll meet you there then. She was like, I'll leave the door open. But I couldn't be sure that it was this place, because you're pissed. And
could have been a random bungalow.
Other stuff. Yeah. And no one locks their doors down there, so I could have just walked in. Who knows what I'd have found. So I was too scared. So I kind of like walked around. I walked into the church next to it.
So what's going through your mind? How was you processing this?
Well, I'm thinking, what should I do? What do I know she's got in her garden? Can I look in the garden and get any clues as to Riching's family memorabilia, right? There was nothing. Nothing. So I thought, I'll go around the other side. So I went into the church garden and tried to peer over. I just couldn't really see anything. I was like, I can't walk. I had a little wheelie suitcase.
At 3 in the morning.
Yeah. And my kit bag from football, because I played in a charity game Friday.
Man the match as well.
Man the match, won the game, whatever. Yeah. That's two trophies in the last, you've had one with me. That's two trophies in the last 3 months. So I couldn't say anything. But then I thought, this is starting to, spit in now. I pushed at the church door. And it went. All right, I'll sleep here.
What? So hang on, you walked into a church. There's no one there.
It's got like a little vestibule, right? So I kind of just sat on the bench and
through a graveyard.
Yeah. So and I led on the bench.
You think you went into the church? You slept.
No, the little entrancey bit. The second door was locked.
So you
I didn't go in there with J-Man.
So the what would you call him? A vicar would have turned up the next day and gone, "Come in, brother.
Get some soup.
You thought the monk had arrived.
Father Tuck.
Friar Tuck.
Fucks it.
Yeah. No, luckily Reverend Pestle was not. Was not in. But then, I kind of thought after a while, like, this is ridiculous, and then. I got up and went. I just worked through the door, and it was my auntie's. And I looked for some photos. Went, yep, that's me as a kid in the living room.
Where I live in Wiltshire, there was a local vicar, and a bit of a scandal around him.
You'll know this stuff, mate.
Living in a similar place, kind of that small town in the West Country, there was a scandal because it turned out he was gay, which isn't like that surprising.
Yeah,
right. Because there are a lot of gay vicars and whatever. But the surprising part was there was a young African man turned up around the residence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I say very young. Yeah, 18 plus, but not like
adopted him, right.
Okay. Yeah, that was his boyfriend.
And big scandal, yeah, it's Lady Church.
No.
Yeah. Fight Cook is back.
Season 9.
Come on, this is the season 9.
What do you mean?
Season 9.
Yeah, something's happening.
Something is happening.
But with us or at Spurs?
Season, I don't know.
Anything.
Something.
Do you reckon this might be the season where we say something that finally shuts us down?
Yeah, well, I hope so.
We were, you know, 90 minutes away from shutting the Fighting Cock down had we won the Champions League, so fuck knows what we're going to do, whether there'll be a season 10.
I was 90 minutes away from not living after winning the Champions League. Oh my God. Yeah. Still, you over it? You over it?
No, I was over it. I was over it by the time we left the pub afterwards.
Really?
Yeah, it was... The penalty being that early was just... I'd already had 90 minutes to accept the fate.
Do you know what a kick and teeth, the proper Spursy thing about all this, is that this season that penalty wouldn't be given.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like that time when we didn't qualify for the Champions League because Chelsea won it. Yeah. And after that, they're like, actually, that was unfair.
And the season they decided to stop away goals in the League Cup was this season.
Can we stop being the fucking guinea pigs of the Premier League?
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were against animal testing. This is on the same level of fucked upness.
No,
it's human testing, man.
This is like human testing.
I like human testing.
You're fucking up with our emotions.
More people test on me.
Big season, yeah. Big season. Do you have a good summer, though? Quickly. Actually, fuck that. We've done enough talking. Mm. Big season for Tottenham.
Right.
Because we've finally signed a player. But not enough players.
Yeah.
When
and you haven't done it quickly enough.
We haven't done it quickly enough. We're not spending enough money. We broke our transfer. We're not spending enough money and we're not buying them quickly enough.
We haven't sold enough either. That's the fundamental problem here. We haven't sold anybody. Because
right.
Had we sold, we would have bought. Because now we're going to have like all the fucking right backs. If we sign a right back, we got all the right backs. If we sign a left back, we've got fucking hundreds of them. If we sign another midfielder, we've got fucking Wanyama, Dyer, Winks, Ndombele, Sissoko.
Yeah, but everyone's moaning that we didn't have a squad. Now we got a squad.
Get all the squad. Don't sell anyone and buy everyone. That's what
squad's
I
squad's too big, man. We need to pick a coach.
Fuck me.
What is it? I mean, it is too big in the fact that the number of players is not too big in...
Why?
In the amount of quality.
Yeah.
Just don't use them. Like, you've got a cupboard with loads of pans in, right? You have your favourite two pans.
Yeah.
The others just stay at the back. Yeah. Doesn't matter. They're not bothering anyone.
So that's what Wanyama is. It's like the old frying pan.
He's that one with where you have to tighten. You have to get a knife to tighten the little screw on the handle to make it tight.
He's the one where you've left it on the hob too long and it's melted the plastic bit on the handle.
But is there any other club in the world that has that many pans that they don't use? We've even got a pan who's kind of half in the kitchen and out. Fucking Llorente, he's hanging around,
is
waiting for a contract.
He's currently training in some weird place in Spain.
Next door.
He's that pan that you've gone. It's broke, right? So I'll just put it next to the bin because it won't fit in the bin.
Yeah.
I can't bother going downstairs and put it in the bin. I'll just put it next to the bin. And then one day you think, oh fucking, all the pans are dirty. I'm going to have to use this fucking pan now. And pick it up.
Very true. We've had a good pre-season.
It's been very good.
We've only lost to Man United, and you can't really call the Inter Milan game a loss.
Well, the results don't matter, do they?
No. But what do you think of the poor performances overall, Bardi? What do you take anything from the preseason?
You can take things from the younger players. I thought Parrott's looked good. I think Skip has looked exceptional. I kind of like the player he's developing into. We've kind of realised that Gazzaniga's shit. He needs every time he plays in goal, I'm concerned.
That was a royal we.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I.
Yeah, are you?
I've been concerned about him for a while, but now it's officially. I'm officially concerned.
What is it about his performances that have made you concerned?
Can't catch. He can't save anything. He's all right at penalties.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Did you not see the goal against Bayern that he let in?
Well, that's fine, but he's a number two.
Yeah, but Arp's good.
Yeah, but...
I've never heard of him before that game, but Arp is good.
Arp?
He's the guy who scored against us. He's a young kid. Mm. He's Harry Kane. Harry Kane's his idol.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a bit fucking weird, isn't it? Like, Harry Kane's your idol and he's like 4 years older than you. So, grow up.
Get a life.
Yeah. Even if he is your idol, don't tell him. Yeah. But perfect.
Elsewhere, I'm happy. Lamella, who loves a pre-season, looks good. Kane looks sharp. We've had a nice, good pre-season of rest, of training, and everything else. So, that's all good things to look forward to.
Same with you.
Yeah, performance-wise is always good. I think with us, and particularly with Pochettino teams, you just look to make sure that everyone does look on the level that you would expect them to be on fitness wise and tracking that. That's why I always love Lamella at this time of year, because before he gets like broken or something pulled or twisted, he's great. I mean, that first half against Inter Milan, that is a bit of me. Honestly, yeah. He was fucking running everything down. I was like, give me the ball!
Not just that, when he ain't got the ball, just give me the ball.
Yeah, I want it. That's what I meant.
You mean when he's chasing...
Yeah, and he's like, chasing back, passing halfway line, doing little slides.
I don't know who the commentators were in that game for Premier Sports.
Gary Breen, ex-Coventry defender.
Is that who...
Yeah.
How have you pulled that out of the bag?
I've just heard him say it in there. I can believe it, because I couldn't believe that's what he sounded like. I was expecting him to sound like West Midlands...
Do you remember Play by Mail? Any of you?
Play by mail.
No. You might be a bit young.
Play by mail?
Yeah, play by mail is...
Sounds like a club.
I've discussed this before, but it's basically you would feel like... It's like fantasy football or football manager before there were computers.
Oh my God.
And then you get sent your... I know it's pretty geeky, but I was 8 years old, Alex.
No, I meant the fact that you have to write stuff.
So you had to write out your team sheet and send it in, and then other people would be writing in their team sheets, and then they put it into some computer... Which I believed there was a computer, but now I realise it's just some bloke making some fucking results up and sending them back.
See, there was laptop, like not laptop nerds, but all the laptop nerds and now. That's just what you were back then.
Absolutely, and I fully accept it, right? And I've grown up and I wouldn't do that now. All I do now is play FIFA online with John Bass, which we'll come on to.
Wasn't invited to?
Well, no, it wasn't. It's not. I'll explain in a second because we've created a video series. This is not going to sound good. I'm not sure I want to say it. I'll speak about it in a bit. Yeah.
We used to mock people like that. Season 2, Season 3, he would have been ripping the fuck out of it.
I don't know.
No, he's gone, let's talk about Spurs after 5 minutes, and now he's saying about, oh, we film ourselves playing FIFA.
Yeah. Sex is better when you love someone, he plays FIFA.
Have you had much sex since the season ended? How many times have you had sex since the season ended?
I don't know, it hasn't decreased or increased. It's remained the same. I don't know, my wife doesn't do
20,
it.
20 minutes on a Sunday night.
It's 12, lucky, but no, it's stayed the same. Went to Italy, had a week in Italy, which obviously the wine and the heat and different...
Different environment
kind of increases her, like, not acceptance or her openness.
Her willingness.
Well, she wants to get involved more.
Yeah, good.
You know what I mean? But both of us.
But your sex drive. but your sex drive is a constant, Bobby.
It's not a plateau, but it's really fucking high and
you're,
flat.
You're like a German train.
It never goes consistent. It did go down a bit after the Champions League because everything kind of went down. But it's back at usual levels now.
Tanguy and Dombele. Or is it just Dombele? And Jack Clark are only arrivals this summer. When he was signed on July 2nd, it felt like this is it. Spurs are becoming a big club. Everything's going to fall into place. As Chelsea is going to sign, we're probably going to buy a couple more. Ryan Sessegnon and...
Dybala was linked.
I did everything I could to not get hyped by it.
Yeah.
Everything. Even by like coming back to people and going, bollocks, never going to happen. Mm. Like just saving myself. And despite all of my efforts, I was saying, imagine if he did.
Yeah.
Because we signed Klinsmann. Klinsmann was a bigger player than Dybala is now.
I was so hyped that even when we were linked with a French centre defender that I've never heard of before, the fact that he was linked with Arsenal, I was just like, get him. I don't care.
Yeah, Saliba.
Just fucking buy him. I don't care if we'll never see him. Just buy him.
So, I mean, it's not enough yet. I think we do need...
What do you mean? Well, go on, make your point.
I feel like the squad is a little bit stale, i.e. they've been here for so long, and it would be great to see some fresh blood to try different things. We know what this squad's capable of. We know the formations that Poch would trust this squad with, and I think a couple more players that add another element of dynamism to our side that would mean that we could switch things up a little bit and be a little bit more inventive and inevitably end up playing that 4-3-3 that all the best teams in the world play. Certainly in England, anyhow, you know, it's no fluke that or sort of weird coincidence that Liverpool and City play that 4-3-3 system. They do, don't they? But I'm talking shit.
No.
So the and I think we should aspire to do that. But you need the right players. So what I'm saying is, if we do buy the Chelsea, who I'd never heard of before the beginning of the summer, so I'm being honest, and Ryan Sessegnon, and maybe even
Fernandes.
Bruno Fernandes. We're not going to get all of them. We got one of those three.
I
one of those two, and then Coutinho online.
Mate, imagine him. He's brilliant. Like, I'd love him.
He can shoot.
I know he can shoot. He can pass. Go pass. We'll come on to the other players, but I just want to talk about where are you at, and then we'll go on to this conversation about the backpotch hashtag backpotch episode that happened last week. So, well, you're an optimist, Alex. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah,
I think. But if we look at those players, right? So we talked about things going stale. We said that last summer. I agree that you always have to move forward and things have to change each year. You have to have something that is developing, right? But it might be the fact that what's developing is the fact that we haven't got Kieran Trippier anymore. And if we can get rid of Ben Davis as well, that'd be excellent.
He just signed a 5-year contract.
Well, that's right. It's cost more money, man, wouldn't it? but I mean, just in terms of that type of stuff, I mean, people are saying, well, get the Sessegnon deal done. I'm like, he had an awful season last year. You're telling me that he's going to come in and he'll do better than Danny Rose right now. Now, I want Sessegnon, and I think for him working with Poch long term, I think that's fantastic. I can't think of a better matchup of a young player and a manager probably in the league right now. But it's not like he went and won the treble last year and he's going to come in and insert and suddenly put us to a next level.
No, he won't.
We're wanting it because, oh, well, we've been linked with him for a year. Get it done!
Yeah.
Right? And then... it really pissed me off. I follow about 50 people on Twitter this morning. It's driving me nuts. Right? And then Lo Celso, never seen him. Right? So he can't be that good. Right? So, but... No, but oh, in all seriousness, what I mean is... People like Lo Celso and Fernandes. Ndombele was everyone... Like, even with us, when we were talking about... Ndombele's the one that we won't get and we'll end up with a Lo Celso. Right? Now, we've ended up with actually the prime target that came in before pre-season and still everyone's fucking moaning. I get that people want more and you're talking about squad depth. It's not enough. Not enough for what? What do you want?
A league title challenge.
That's not going to happen.
It might happen.
It's not.
Well, how do you go from being okay and then going, it's not going to happen?
But being okay...
Have you set your parameters so low that nothing affects you anymore?
Because last year, we had exactly the same conversation when we hadn't signed anyone and it doesn't look like we signed.
You're going to end up with...
The first episode... Shush. The first episode of last year, right, we had this... I listened to it the other day, right? We had the conversation about what are you going to do to go to the next level, right? That hasn't changed. That's only got bigger, that step now, to go to that next level, right, for Liverpool City. It's not going to happen yet.
But it could if we sign the players.
Well, it could... Well, we could. So if we sign Lo Celso, Bruno Fernandes and keep Eriksen and everyone else, you think we can beat Liverpool and Man City?
You know what you're forgetting?
No. Exactly.
But you know what you're forgetting? You know what you're forgetting? The three-year cycle.
This is real. Barney told me about the cycle.
Real, man.
And I've been obsessing about this thing since he fucking told me. And I even spoke to Kristen Henninger about it on our podcast.
What did he say? I didn't listen to that one.
He said that there is some validity in it.
Yeah. Who's that?
What?
Man who knows stuff.
Kristen Henninger.
Who is he?
Don't mug him off.
I'm not.
It sounds like it. It sounds like there's a new guy coming in. I'm getting a bit antsy about it.
I just don't listen to podcasts I'm not on.
You were a new guy once and we accepted you.
I'm genuinely interested. Who is he?
Are you? That sounded loaded, didn't it? Sounded like
there's a tinge to his voice.
It does sound interesting.
Are you interested?
Yeah. Is he a tactics man, is he?
Yes. He knows a bit about tactics, but more about just he has opinions of football in general.
Oh, okay.
And if you ever need to talk generally about football, he's a good man to talk to. So Barney came up with this idea.
No, I didn't come up with it. It's a theory. It's in books.
Then you can explain it better than me.
So then Klopp and Guardiola, they work in cycles where they get the players in.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Sports Social Podcast Network. Sports Social Podcast Network. Sports Social Podcast Network.